In Tennessee earlier this week, President Barack Obama toured an Amazon fulfillment center and touted the internet giant's creation of thousands of jobs. His visit raised objections, but not from the usual Republican politicians, but from the American Booksellers Association, who called the Bezos-boosting visit greatly misguided. Welcome to Copyright Clearance and its podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. One worker's good job is another one's hard luck story. At least that's true when it comes to Amazon and independent bookstore owners and staff. For more on this and what may prove to be the next front in the bookselling war, Andrew Albanese, senior writer at Publishers Weekly, joins me from New York. Welcome back, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
So you know, we finally got past the price-fixing trial, and that particular campaign in the battle over books has ended, but we are moving to some new fronts and indeed some political fronts. Tell us about it.
Yeah, so, you know, I guess it's summer. This was kind of a surreal news week, but it was, you know, headlined by President Obama drawing the ire of indie booksellers for making an appearance at an Amazon facility this week to tout his new middle-class jobs program. Now, our reporters have been covering the fallout, and there's been a lot of it this week, as indie booksellers, including the ABA and even Ann Patchett in a Wall Street Journal editorial, slammed the president for what it sees as its sort of tacit endorsement of Amazon. It's also worth noting that Kindle Singles director David Bloom also scored an interview with the president for his new interview series on Amazon. But meanwhile, against that backdrop and right on the heels of Apple's loss in its price-fixing war, a new price war has broken out, this one between Overstock.com and Amazon. And, you know, and really, it isn't much of a war. But it definitely isn't good news for indie booksellers either, as Overstock.com announced last Monday that it was going to take on Amazon by discounting its print books at least 10% below Amazon prices. Now, Overstock is best known for, you know, selling products other than books, but it has been selling print book titles for some time. And we still don't know what the actual impact is going to be on sales at indie stores, but Overstock officials say that it has doubled its sales on the titles that it offers, on the discounted titles it's been offering, and some of those discounts have run really deep, as much as 60% off the price. So how is this all going to play out, and what's really driving it? Well, lucky us, in Monday's issue, our Judith Rosen scored an interview with Overstock CEO Patrick Byrne. Notably, Byrne says that the timing of this price war on print books, which comes shortly after the verdict against Apple in the ebook price fixing case, was totally coincidental. But really, what the move appears to be on Overstock's part is a chance to sort of, you know, redefine the remainder side of the business, maybe to draw more attention from publishers about selling their excess stock through Overstock. But Byrne definitely seems to also view his company as a potential online alternative for Amazon, for those who don't want to buy books through Amazon. And that could be an interesting option for publishers who are less than happy with Amazon's, you know, growing leverage by selling both print and ebooks. And it could be a factor when the next round of contract talks come up with Amazon for, you know, negotiation. And there's even talk about Overstock moving into ebooks. So I guess the fun never stops, does it? You can check out our interview with Patrick Byrne in Monday's issue, and by then we'll probably have a whole new batch of fresh outrage over President Obama and his hatred of independent bookstores.
You mean those bookstores he shops in everywhere he goes?
That's right, and through which he probably sells a lot of books as well.
Indeed. Well, you know, over in the UK, they call August the silly season for journalists, so I guess we just got started a little early this week.
Yeah, maybe so.
Also this week, we've seen some numbers from Simon & Schuster. Second quarter sales report was out, and it's an interesting reading because you have to dive in and you find out some surprising things.
Yeah, the first thing we learned is, thank God the lawyers are getting out of the picture. Simon & Schuster held roughly even at about $189 million in the period that just ended on June 30th, but its operating income jumped to $20 million from $7 million in last year's second quarter, and that's thanks in large part to the absence of legal fees related to the Department of Justice's ebook litigation. But more to the point in all of this is that ebooks are really now proving to be a very profitable business. SNS parent parent company CBS said that its ebook sales rose 39% in the quarter and now account for 29% of total revenue, compared to 21% in the second quarter of last year, 2012. And, you know, once again, even though its revenue is down, its revenue is down about 1.4% for the first half of 2013. It's about $360 million overall so far. Its operating profit has doubled to $30 million. So, yeah, you heard that right. Revenues are down, but profits have doubled. So in a nutshell, it's ebooks. Ebooks are proving to be a very good business despite the growing pains. And once again, that's a topic we're going to be exploring a lot more in the coming weeks here at PW.
Well, we'll look forward to that. But it is, besides being the silly season, it's the summer season. Fairly quiet pretty much everywhere you look. So there's only a few other items to bring up.
Yeah, you know, off the beaten digital path, we have a feature on the upcoming books on the 50th anniversary of the Kennedy assassination, revisiting that sad time in our nation's history. And I'll note there that the soapbox is by Michaela Hamilton from Kensington. And Michaela is a good friend of mine and, in fact, gave me my first job in publishing as an editorial assistant at Penguin back in 1989, way back when. She remains a good friend of mine to this day. So it's a nice little piece there. In our library coverage, PW columnist Brian Kenny talks about the job market. And, you know, more good news for libraries. It seems that Amazon isn't the only one hiring. It looks like libraries are picking up a little in the job market, even if it's slight. It's still good news. But at the same time, there's more competition than ever for those very precious library jobs. And Brian shares some insights on how to land a library gig, both from his time working at libraries as well as being a publisher, and also now that he's a director at White Plains, the kinds of things he's looking for. So some good stuff for our library readers out there.
Well, and indeed for our librarians, and you know, people on summer vacation often run into those librarians with those cushy jobs, I suppose. Maybe I'll get attacked for that, but those jobs in those little libraries in those beach towns around New England or wherever they are, it seems to me to be the perfect place to be.
Indeed, definitely.
Andrew Albany, senior writer at Publishers Weekly, thanks so much for joining me.
My pleasure, as always.
Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as images, movies, and television shows. Follow us on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.